And now from Sin City, the hottest sports betting show in the nation, Friday Night Locks. With your hosts, the betting pros, Justin and Jason. So get suited up, grab a drink, and enjoy the show.
Welcome, pro football bettors. If it's Friday, it's FNL. On tonight's episode, we break down all the games fit to bet for week 4 of the regular season. What's up, Jay? What's up, T?
What up?
How's it going, guys?
I know you guys have already seen the cover of the Hollywood Reporter today. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do next. They've already planned this sequel to Weekend at Bernie's. You've seen this. I have the title right here. Weekend at Bernie's 2, : The Ben Roethlisberger story.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Ben Roethlisberger case. But
is it a funeral? Is it like him in the casket?
Is it his diet?
So we talked about this over the summer. Ben resigned. We were all told this is a new Ben Roethlisberger. No. He's hitting the gym. No. He's on the Tom Brady avocado smoothie.
No.
He's Peloton Ben.
No.
He's keto Ben.
No.
He's paleo Ben.
No.
And what does he do? He shows up at training camp. Is he shredded? Is he standing in the doorway of Abercrombie and Fitch? Is he Brady-esque? He shows up with a dad bod. Love handles, fupa, kind of soft around the middle. Bro, it was like looking in the mirror.
Oh, no.
And now... Now,
wow, that's fucking hysterical.
Let me explain to you the new offensive coordinator for Pittsburgh, Matt Canada. Did you know what play he implemented this year?
How to lose?
No, the offensive line, when they hike the ball, two of them come on either side of Ben and they prop him up like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh my God, dude.
And they carry him around the field.
Stop it.
I begged you, Big Ben. You gave up your regular spot at Hooters. We liked you better when you were hitting on cocktail waitresses two at a time. Instead, you tried to train, dude, but you couldn't even do that right. Bro, when is it time for Ben to do the right thing and hang it up? That's my question.
Well, I have the answer to that question. Big Ben said... He asked for one more year. He said to the franchise, to Mike Tomlin, to whoever. He said, "Hey man, just give me one more year. Let's see what we can do. We were 11-0 last year. We had issues. Blah 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 blah." You absolutely have to give that to him. You have to. He's a fucking 2-time Super Bowl champion. He was an all-star last year and the year before that. But guess what, dude? He's coming to a party right now. These motherfuckers are fast, they're quick, they're young, and they're coming for his head. If he just said, even fakes an injury, like fakes a little ankle or something, and walks off and says to the media, "You know what, guys? I got to tell you, I don't think I got it anymore. This is so hard." Like Manny Pacquiao. Yesterday, retired from boxing. You know what Manny Pacquiao said? It's time to hang up the gloves. And you know what, Ben? It's time to hang up the cleats.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
It's hard to watch.
Jason, it's not going to get better. I promise you. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's not going to get better. And I'm sad for that because I like the guy. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right, let's talk about how we did last weekend because we had an awesome weekend. So in terms of the pod, we split. We were 2-2 on our sides, but we remained undefeated in our teaser section.
Yay.
Okay? For those of you playing at home, if you put $1 million, we're in week 3, you would have won almost $3 million. You won a little less last weekend because we pushed on our Baltimore leg, but Green Bay covered, covered, covered. So
won the game outright.
We're gonna keep that streak going this
week.
Let's
go.
Our teasers are on fire. We went 2-2 in our sides. But no matter how we do on the pod, remember, it's all about the Circa contest. That's where our best bets are. Go to our IG, our Twitter. You'll find that through 3 weeks, what is our record? 10-5.
Okay, guys, you've got a big show. Let's get into it.
The only thing more fun than watching football is betting on it. Ready to make some cash? Gentlemen, lock it up.
I guess what we're going to talk about here is the elephant in the universe. Not in the room, but in the world. Tom Brady is going back to Foxborough. For anyone that doesn't understand this, the guy doesn't even own a house there anymore. When he left, he sold his crib and he left. So now he's all Miami'd up. Or Florida up, whatever you want to call it. LeBron James is like Cleveland, Ohio, you know, born and bred, like that's his world. So when the Lakers go to Cleveland, they all have a barbecue at LeBron's house because he still has his crib because he loves Cleveland. Tom Brady checked out after 21 years. He checked out, got the fuck out of Dodge. I don't care about the Bill Belichick thing. I don't care about this is a very bad situation for them in one reason, and I mean the Patriots, because the Bucs lost last week. The number one thing you don't want to fuck with is Tom Brady after a loss. Number two, after that loss, I'm going to go back home to Foxborough. I don't care if the spread is 22. If the spread was 22, I would play Tom Brady. And they just signed Richard Sherman. Because you know why? They're pulling all these stars, dog. They're doing the Jerry Jones. They're pulling all these stars and they're saying, you know what? I need defense. I need a corner. Let's call Sherman. They might as well call Deion Sanders. They are going to curb stomp Molly Watt Patriots next week. I'm not going to sit here and go, ATS. They are going to get blasted. And Tom Brady has been very, very, very nice on all the interviews because he's had 100 this week. Homeboy said 3 things. I know what the arena smells like. I know what it feels like. I know every grain of grass. It's not about a 20-year history. It's about one night of football. That's very nice of him to say. I'm telling you right now, and Mac Jones, like, we don't need to talk about a rookie and Bill Belichick. I don't care. I'm not here to talk about the Belichick versus Brady. I'm talking about Brady coming off a loss, a guy that has just won a Super Bowl with another squad who is now in the visitor locker for the first time, and he's saying, yeah, you know, one game at a time. Trust me, bro. When your ex-girlfriend dumps you at the prom, you're a little pissed off. You might slash your tires. That's what that fool's about to do. I'm out. Lock it up.
You also failed to mention that Brady has a chance to break the record, Drew Brees' record. They will stop the game. They will make everybody celebrate Brady. He will already be up by 3 touchdowns.
It might even go to Gronk. That would be even more funny.
Wouldn't that be
They're
going
to design it to go to Gronk. Exactly. I completely agree with that. Agree with that. Yeah, this is a hugely public play, but you know what? The public is right 40% of the time. There's no way Brady loses. There's no way that he doesn't exact revenge on Belichick. But I'm not going to stand in front of that.
Dude, Nutty Professor Bill Belichick, God bless his heart. I'm sure he's game planning his ass off. He doesn't have the fucking guns, bro. Tom Brady is going to be, they're going to be on camera. It'll be on everybody's TV, no matter what region you're in. And they're going to have a hug, and he's going to like, hey, bro, take care of yourself. And Tom Brady's going to go to that sideline. Belichick's going to go to that sideline. And Tom Brady's going to absolutely set the fucking house on fire. Trust me. I will bet my actual heart on it. If I lose, take my heart out of my chest and donate it to somebody who needs a heart.
Can you imagine, though, if the Bucks lost?
T, I appreciate that. Like, there's no sure things, right? It's a horse race.
No, there's but no sure things.
This is a sure thing. Like, it's, I don't care if the line was 20.
So you're saying gamble responsibly, but also sell a kidney.
Sell a kidney, sell your heart, I said.
Yeah.
And trust me when I tell you, if that game ain't double digits, I'm a monkey's uncle.
Tom, right, terrific. We'll see.
TB12. They're like, hey, Bill. He's like, I don't care. Yes, you do, Tom Brady. Come on, bro. You remember 25 years ago when so-and-so didn't run the route right and you yelled at him. You remember everything. It's too much. Sorry.
So just in case the audience didn't hear, what are we locking up?
Tom Brady. Lock it up.
Okay, Jason, the Panthers travel to Dallas this weekend. How do you see this matchup unfolding?
There's a lot of people who accuse me of being Count Chocula. Count Chocula. I told you last week that I was going to take the Arizona Cardinals. I was going to pile up the chalk like Scarface and hoover it all up, and that came through. But being a good bettor, I am this week going to get off my chalk and start the first of my two picks with a dog. And if you've listened to this podcast, you know that I like spots. I like the backstory. I like to know where teams are coming from and what their vibe is going into this game. So here's what I know about the Carolina Panthers on the road, getting 4.5 points at the Dallas Cowboys. What I saw when Dallas played Philly was Dak Prescott crying during the national anthem because he was so emotional.
It's his first home game, dude, in a year and a half. I'm not mad at that.
I'm just saying.
Dude's a pimp.
Emotions were sky high for Dallas. They wanted this one for Dak, though, didn't they?
For real.
Their defense got up for it. Diggs was all over the place. They played out of their minds. But guess what? They played a Philly team who was god-awful, okay? Jalen Hurts was making his 7th start in the NFL. He's basically a rookie. They got a rookie head coach, Sirianni. He had no adjustments, no game plan, didn't run the ball once against Dallas. And when Dallas started the draw play every fucking play, he never put anybody in the gap. He just sat back. He looked confused and embarrassed, and it exposed him, quite frankly. So, Philly fans, you got a lot to worry about because Dallas exposed you. Also, 12 holding penalties on
120 yards.
How can you get anything going when you're constantly 3rd and 20, 3rd and 16 every fucking time? So celebrate all you want, Dallas. You look good. But you look good against a terrible team. And Carolina is not a terrible team.
Hell
Carolina
no.
Carolina's 3-0.
Hell no.
Carolina has the number one defense, DVOA, in the entire NFL. Okay? Carolina's missing CMC, but guess what? All of a sudden, Chuba Hubbard steps up. And they interviewed Carolina's left tackle this week, and they said, what's up with CMC? He goes, we're not the Carolina Christian McCafferty's. We're the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
And I love that.
So check this out. In fantasy football, I drafted McCaffrey like number one in my league I've been in for 20 years with all my Greek homeboys. I have Chuba Hubbard on my bench because in fantasy football, that's what they call a handcuff. So if you have, Dalvin Cook, then you should have Madison. If you have...
You're linked to the backup.
Correct. Because like if your guy goes down, the other guy is a for sure starter. Chuba Hubbard was an absolute stud at Oklahoma State. So you know what? I'm not really mad at that. He ain't CMC. Let's get that clear.
Nobody is.
Nobody. Walter Payton, this guy is badass. But I don't think it's a drop-off. And I think that the public loves Dallas. And I think that Sam Darnold's in a great system with Joe Brady, and I think that all the things you're alluding to, like, I don't know, man. Be careful with that one. That's all I'm saying.
Here's some fun facts. Carolina defense ranks first with yards allowed and total points per game. Their defense is stingy. Okay, here's another fun fact. Carolina 8-0 ATS in their last 8 road games. Dallas, 1-7 in their last 8 October games. I like those trends. Carolina, I see a team that played on a Thursday night. They've had 10 days to prepare for Dallas. So even if they lose CMC, they've accounted for that. Also, Matt Rhule interviewed for the Dallas job. He came from Baylor. He got passed over for Mike McCarthy. Think he's not given a little extra wrinkle? Extra couple of plays this week that you haven't seen yet?
Interesting.
Give me the points. Give me Sam Darnold. He's having a great year under Joe Brady's system. I want 4.5. I just don't think Dallas can be that high emotionally 2 games in a row. I think it's a false positive for them because they beat up on a shitty team in Philly. And I think they're going to have their hands full with Carolina's defense. Give me Carolina plus 4.5. What do you think, Jay?
Dude, I like it. There's like 2 or 3 things I would say, but not too much. Number one, I think Dallas could be 3-0. If their kicker wasn't a piece of shit, Greg Zuerlein, I'm calling you out, Greg, the leg.
He missed an extra point
and easy chip shot field goal. The 60-yard field goal that he missed at halftime, like whatever, that's a shocker. But guess what? Justin Tucker just hit a 66-yard field goal. So actually, he should have fucking hit that too. Aside from Greg Zuerlein, Dallas beats Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is now 1-2 going to Foxborough. You want to talk about pissed off? That's pissed off. Dallas, they beat the brakes off their ass. And they played a tough game in Los Angeles in a new arena against the Chargers and barely pulled that off. They could be 3-0 right now. Let's get that absolutely clear. They were a fucking field goal kicker away from being 3-0. Mm-hmm. The problem is Carolina, dude, is just not the same Carolina that you're thinking about, dude. They're not fucking around. And yes, it's in Dallas, and yes, that's America's team, and yes, they're 4.5, but I got to tell you, man, that may be a little too much, Carnal, and I'm going to tell you why. I think Carolina is no joke. They have 14 sacks in 3 weeks. Their defense is coming. Dak is not going to do what Dak did on Monday night. Carolina has had 10 days off. Dallas is going on a 6-day off. I couldn't agree with you more. I could go on and on, but I won't. I love this spot, and I think 4.5 is way too many points.
Nice. Panthers, lock it up.
Justin, the Chiefs have lost 2 in a row.
Wah. So fucking, I can't.
And now they face the Eagles this Sunday. What is the right side of this game?
I don't actually know my record, but I think that I've at least spoken about the Chiefs in 3 weeks straight.
They cover all the time, right?
Oh, they're amazing. Oh, Patrick Mahomes is you know, playing golf with fucking Peyton Manning. He's the man. They are 13-1. Patrick Mahomes was throwing passes to who? To nobody. 2 weeks ago, when they played Baltimore, I said on this podcast, they've got Travis Kelce, they've got Tyreek Hill, they've got Patrick Mahomes. But, dude, they suck. They gave their head coach a heart attack. Maybe Andy Reid shouldn't eat hot dogs for breakfast. That's not my, you know, that's none of my business. But I think the guy had a heart attack on the sidelines. Everybody has their number. And in the AFC, if you're not Matt Nagy, who's a piece of shit, you are game planning for these dudes. You're saying, what are they doing? How are they winning? What's their recipe? The Raiders have found the recipe. The Chargers have found the recipe. Denver damn sure has the recipe. But you know who's the best out of that entire division? The Denver Broncos. Because their defense is unreal. You could talk about Teddy covers. You could talk about this and that and the other. Their defense is unreal. That's what the Chiefs are missing. And everybody's gunning for you, bro. You have a target on your head, Patrick Mahomes. You got to go out there every week and understand. You cannot turn the ball over four times in the red zone. That's not acceptable. I don't care if you're on the road. I don't care if you're in your backyard. You cannot do that. All of those AFC teams, the John Grudens of the world, they are gunning for you. And so with that being said, they just signed Josh Gordon at wide receiver. The guy hasn't played since 2019. He's been suspended more times than anyone in my opinion. I don't know for factual, but like anybody in sports history, the guy's been suspended more times for this, for that, for drugs, for whatever. That's your answer? You should be signing Deion Sanders. You should be signing DBs. You should be signing cornerbacks. You should sign anybody that you can to help out your horrible defense. A fucking side from the Honey Badger, you've got nothing. Your boys are getting torched out there. And then Patrick Mahomes is running around like a child, throwing the ball in the sky, thinking that Tyreek Hill might come down with it because he's done it so many fucking times before. When Matt Stafford threw that dime to DeSean Jackson the other day, that was a dime. That was a 75-yard dime. He looked over and he said, "Hey, homeboy, I got you. Let's go." And DeSean Jackson pointed in the air and said, "Just send it long." And he did one or two cuts. Boom. Touchdown. Patrick Mahomes is missing something. I don't know if he's so high on his Super Bowl love and his golf career or whatever the fuck he's trying to do, but the Chiefs are in big, big, big trouble. Philadelphia looked like absolute shit on Monday night. And they are on short rest. But I'm going to tell you this. They ain't losing that game by 7.5 or 8. I don't know where it's going to lay or where it's going to land. But I'm going to tell you right now. They have more of a chance at home to fix what they fucked up on Monday night than the Chiefs do. Because the Chiefs are fucked. They're a bad team. So give me Philly. Give me Philly in the Funk House. Plus 8, I'll take it all day long, baby. Lock it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree. I think at this point, Patrick Mahomes hasn't covered a spread in forever.
Terrible.
The Chiefs look lost. I don't know what's going on with Andy Reid. This is a very, very sharp play because everybody in the world is going to take one look at this game and go, Patrick Mahomes, no way he loses 3 in a row. And he might not lose 3 in a row. But they just haven't covered these numbers. And every week, it seems that Kansas City is favored by a touchdown. And when will the public wake up and realize they only win these games by 3 points, 4 points?
Or they lose.
Justin Herbert made them look stupid. Justin Herbert shredded them. So this is a razor sharp handicap. You're buying Philly at rock bottom fire sale prices, and I like it. Getting 7 points at home in the NFL against a team that hasn't covered in 2 years, lock it up.
The Browns take on Vikings in Minnesota this week. Jason, what's going to happen with this game?
I'm going to take you guys back to the 90s, and I'm going to say that I'm looking California and feeling Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the spaceship. You ready for this? Count Chocula is on another dog. This time a home dog. We are taking the Minnesota Vikings, and here's why. Vikes, suddenly they woke up. They could have beat Cincinnati in that first game. It went to overtime. They should have beat Arizona, a good team, in that second game. They missed a chip shot to win it. And they crushed the Seahawks last week. This is a team trending upwards. mainly because Kirk Cousins has found the zone.
Unreal.
Playing out of his mind. He's passing for more than 300 yards a game. Vikes are scoring close to 30 points per game. Kirk Cousins with an 8-touchdown-to-0 interception ratio. PFF has the Vikings as the number 2 passing offense in the NFL. And we know Kirk Cousins, he's streaky. And right now, he's on a hot one, okay? They don't have Dalvin Cook last week. What happens? Alexander Mattison.
Goes crazy.
Oh, Hamilton.
176 all-purpose yards last week. Vikings, crazy weapons. Tyler Conklin, where'd he come from? KJ Osborne, where's he from?
Guy.
Let's go. Thielen, Jefferson. Minnesota has weapons, son. Vikes are 10-3-1 ATS in their last 14 October contests. They've also covered 7 of their last 8 as a home underdog. Let's talk about Cleveland. 1-7. 1-7 in their last 8 against Minnesota. How do you like that stat? Here's another fun one for you. Cleveland, 1-7 in their last 8 when they're laying points on the road. Whack, whack. Minnesota, their offensive line only gave up 2 sacks in the last 2 games, trending upwards. So here's, again, I'm a spot better. I'm a situation better. Where are these teams coming from? Cleveland, in the dog pound. They fucked up Justin Fields. Matt Nagy had no answer. 9 sacks. Miles Garrett all over. So what? So what? You beat a bad Chicago team. So what? Now you have to travel. Now you have to come to the spaceship. And you ain't going to be doing those same shenanigans up in Vikings. And if Kirk Cousins really is in the middle of a hot streak and he's passing all over the place, Mike Zimmer said last week was the best offensive showing in Vikings history since he's been there. So if this streak continues and Cleveland has to play catch up, they're not going to be giving it to Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb 20 million times. They, you know, try to establish that. But I don't, you know, Baker is an okay quarterback to me. He's not an elite quarterback. I know. I know it's your BFF, but bro, he's been sailing the ball.
Not so accurate, but just please take it easy.
Not so accurate.
It could be 3-0 if they didn't lose to the Chiefs.
No Jarvis Landry. OBJ still getting his legs underneath him, according to him. I like the Vikings home dog. This is another sharp pick in the spaceship. They cover like nobody's business. Zimmer's back. Kirk Cousins back. One caveat. Kirk Cousins, just like Lamar Jackson, just like Josh Allen, he doesn't want to get the vax. If for some reason, between when you hear this pod and Sunday or Saturday when we post our picks, if he's in COVID protocol, pivot to something else. But assuming that everyone's healthy, take the Vikings plus the points at home. Let's go. Lock it up.
It's teaser time. 2 teams, 1 bet, 6 full points. So tasty.
Like the lady says, so tasty. You know what's so tasty? Having no losses in our teaser sections. Why? Because we have won 3 weeks in a row. Undefeated. We're going to keep that rolling. Let's pick another winning teaser. Anything jump out at you, Jay?
If I could get the Carolina Panthers at plus 10.5, I'll take that. Because I got to tell you that they are rolling. They're 3-0. Sam Darnold's in that system with Joe Brady. Give me 10.5 on a teaser leg. I like that. Also, man, I don't have to say it twice. Give me Tom Brady, dude. give me TB12. If I could get that down to a half, that's good. That's going to be ugly. That's going to be disgusting how badly they're going to beat up on New England. So that would be my 2 things. I really don't have a lot more. I mean, I guess you could just tease all the dogs up, but if we're trying to go undefeated in our teaser section or survivor pool, I would say Carolina and New England. What do you think?
I think I love that tease. That's a great tease you just put together. There's some things here that stand out at me. Maybe Green Bay minus one at home against Pitt. Yeah. Maybe the Saints you could tease down to minus two against the Giants. But truthfully, I like your teaser better. So I say we go with that official entry for week four teaser. Carolina plus 10.5, Tampa Bay. What is that? Tampa Bay minus a half
a
half.
I think it's 6.5 right now.
So Tampa Bay basically at pick. So that's the tease. Carolina to the Bucks. Lock it up. Well, here's something new and fun. As we continue to grow into this pod, it's week four. We decided to talk about another type of bet that we do every week. It's a very popular bet. It's called the survivor bet. You're probably in a survivor pool. Sometimes they call it last man standing. And T has been on fire with her survivor picks lately. So what I want to know is, T, can you give the listeners your survivor pick this week? What are you thinking about?
Well, I, unlike every sportscaster out there, like to not overload myself with as much information, and then I start to confuse myself, and then I start to doubt myself, and then that's, I feel like, when it goes all wrong. So I do the least amount of research.
I think that's genius.
Or I just catch major statements here and there on the TV as I'm walking through the house, or what you guys are saying, or what I come across online. So, but also a survivor on the other side of things is that the closer you get to, or the farther you get into the season, you run out of teams to pick. So that makes it difficult. So, a lot of factors in the easy, simple survivor pick pool. It becomes more and more difficult as the weeks go by. So this week, I feel like the Bills might be my survivor pick.
Hell yeah.
But that, again, also comes with a paranoia that I may need them later on in the season. But I don't know. I just feel like that seems to be the obvious pick this week.
Not a chance in hell they lose to the Texans.
That's a great pick. And I like your strategy. You know, in the survivor pools and in the eliminators, there's two ways to go about it. You could either go week to week and say, what's best for me right now? I'll deal with the fact that I fucking lost Tampa Bay and I lost, you know, Green Bay and all those guys are gone now. Or you could say, I need the Bills in week 14. Like,
who's to say? You never
there's
know.
There's two ways to think about it. My theory, and this is just me, I'm not saying anyone should do it. I like to go week to week. I like to just like stay alive as long as I can.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's,
I'll figure it
that's
out. And I think that's
theory.
What you're doing. I think that that's a brilliant pick. You're 3-0.
Yes.
You had Denver last week.
Denver last week, Green Bay week before, and San Francisco for the first week.
So God bless you. Like, do what do you. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about it. I like it. I think it's great.
Thing. I used to play fantasy football every year, and I'm not the worst at it. But that's really stressful. So for me, at least. So the survivor pool is fun just to kind of keep engaged into football. So I recommend it if anybody out there ever has an opportunity to join one. Join one. It's fun. It's like,
I think a lot of people feel the way you feel. And I think if people follow your pick this week, they're going to survive.
I agree. 1,000%.
What are you guys thinking?
Jay?
I love the Bills. I think Cincy, we tape on a Thursday. That's not a puzzle. Pod comes out on Friday. It's called Friday Night Locks, but we tape on Thursday. Tonight's game is Cincy against the Jags. I think Cincy gets it done at home. I don't know if they cover by a touchdown, but it doesn't matter for Survivor. There's no spread. So I like Cincy tonight.
Yep. I mean, I love...
Get it done.
I would throw... I mean, I know a lot of people might save the Bucks, or they might have already used the Bucks. The Buccaneers to me are a goddamn stone cold lock.
You love the
Bucks. I'm like so bullish on the Bucks this week. I can't even explain it to you. I think that they're going to win by 3 touchdowns.
It's possible.
So I would go there, and I would also go like, Saints down to what would it be, 2? At home, their first home game in the Superdome, blah, blah, blah. You know, they've been on the fucking road for a month with all the
Giants are terrible.
Giants are terrible, all that stuff. But yeah, I like all of you guys' selections. But if I was to do one, I would say Bucks. If they're still available to you.
It's funny, when we first started this podcast, Justin was like anti Tom Brady. Not anti, but I was too. Both very like, why does he have to be so good? It's so frustrating. Why does he have to rule everything? And Jason, you were like, because he's the best. But now Justin's like, he's the best.
But let me. You're right. But I'm going to say one thing. You know, like Kobe Bryant had a fire about him when he was in the NBA because of he had issues off the court, as they say. Michael Jordan, like people are not likable. People are not functional. People don't, you know, like Aaron Rodgers is showing you that every day. Like he's not the nicest guy. He's kind of a prick. Tom Brady is fueled by love. Okay. Aww. He's motivated by good shit. Mom good and shit. Dad, good family, loving family. Guy's got 6 Super Bowl rings. You talk about Bill Belichick. Everyone's trying to talk to him and say, "Hey Tom, are you ready to kick his ass this week?" He's like, "Nah, man, it's just one game." He's
humble.
He's humble and he says the right stuff. But do not sleep and think that this dude is not premeditated, because he is. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't have a fire of anger like some people have. He's motivated by happy thoughts and a great wife and kids and mom and dad.
He's good.
He's just, dude, if you don't like that dude, you got a problem. Yeah. Like, you got a big problem. That's all.
I love what Tia is saying, because she says when we start the podcast, some of us don't like Tom Brady, some of us do. But if you notice, I hate Aaron Rodgers with the heat of 1,000 suns.
He's a sucker.
But God bless, we had him in the contest last week because it's not emotional. Yeah. We bet against Tom Brady last week because we thought the Rams would smash him, and they did. So I think it's fun to take yourself as a fan out of it and just analyze the situation, the numbers, and don't let your emotions creep in. All right, let's recap. On today's FNL, we took the Bucks -7. We took Carolina +4.5. Eagles +7. Minnesota Vikings +2. We are so dogged up this week. Throw away the chalk. For our teaser, take Carolina +10.5 to the Bucks -0.5. Bucks at pick'em on that. Tease survivor pick was the Buffalo Bills at home taking on the Texans. A reminder, we post all of our Circa contest picks on our Instagram, on our Twitter, Saturday afternoon after 3 p.m. Follow us at Friday Night Locks on Twitter, at Friday Night Locks on Instagram. Thanks, everybody.
All right.
An amazing show. Another great week, guys. Cheers to all of us. Cheers to all of you. Raise a glass. Have a drink.
Beat it's October.
Book. Beat the book. Come on. Beat the book, guys. Cheers.
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 Bye.
Thank you for supporting Friday Night Locks by clicking the like and subscribe button and leaving us a review. Thanks again for tuning in, and see you all next week. Good luck at the book.